Okay, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
We begin a new book in the Rambam, the new Sefer, Sefer Avoda. This is the 10th book of the 14th books of Yad Chazaka. Sefer Avoda has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different sets of halachas, and this is one of the thickest books. I think Nezikin was also just thick, if you recall. And the first of the halachas, Avoda means the service in the Beis Hamikdash, anything that had to do with service in the Beis Hamikdash. So what would be the first thing we'd have to know about service in the Beis Hamikdash is how about building the Beis Hamikdash. And that becomes the first set of halachas, Hilchas Beis HaBechira, literally means the laws of the chosen house. In other words, Hashem often mentioned in the Torah, you will come to the place that I have chosen. So it's called Hilchas Beis HaBechira, 8 chapters.
So will we be able to build the Beit HaMikdash after this?
You might know some of the blueprints, okay, of building the Beit HaMikdash. That's the first one. It's all 8 chapters.
We should be able to come with a kit.
There's a lot of chapters over here. There's 9 different laws, lots of chapters. So let's start. We got it? Do you have it on your iPad?
Yeah, I got the link.
Why is it different from the other one?
Because he didn't have the time to cut and paste and all that stuff.
There's no Nicodot for the people who need it.
Sorry.
There is English.
Okay, you got English too. Yeah. So whatever. Okay, Yesh Bechlolan. So the way the halachas are written, it's a little bit more. Hilchas, I'm sorry. I'm turning the page. I turned a little bit too much. Let's try it again.
Okay.
Hilchas Beis HaBechira. Yesh Bechlolan Sheish Mitzvahs. Included in these laws are 6 mitzvahs. Shalosh mitzvahs say 3 positive mitzvahs. Or shalosh mitzvahs will say 3 negative mitzvahs. These are the details. Number 1, Livnos Beis HaMikdash. To build the Beis HaMikdash. Number 2, Shalo Livnos HaMizbech Gozis. Not to build the Mizbeach from Gozis, from cut rocks. The rocks are cut. They shouldn't be that way. 3, Shalol Lalos Olmos. You don't take steps to go up the ramp, to go up to the Mizbeach, rather a ramp. You can't take steps. 4, Liyira Migdash, to have fear while you're in the Migdash. 5, Lishomra Sovi, to safeguard it around. And 6, Shalol Lahashbish Shmira, so not to stop the safeguarding that would happen. Uber mitzvah program. Now we're going to give the details of all these mitzvahs. Perek Rishon. Rama starts from the very beginning. Keeps it very, very simple beginning over here.
We're distinguishing which base mitzvah.
We didn't start. We'll see.
Which one?
The Rama will tell you. The Rama will tell you. There's nothing that you don't need a mind. Come with an open, fluid mind. Let the Rambam guide your thinking.
We've heard what the rabbi says to people with open minds.
Let the Rambam guide your thinking. Mitzvahs I say. Rambam takes it from the most fundamental idea. Mitzvahs I say lasos bayis lashem. It's a positive mitzvah to make a house for the Lord. All right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says the Jews were commanded with 3 mitzvahs when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Number 1, to build a house for the Lord was one, right? The other one was to kill out the Canaanites, make a king, kill out the Canaanites, destroy Amalek, and build the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so the building of the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah in and of itself. It's a mitzvah to make a house for Hashem. What for? Muchan, prepared. Lios makrivim bor ha-korbanos, to bring korbanos. All korbanos, private korbanos, public korbanos. Even if there be certain situations, even when there is, you can bring korbanos when there is no Beis HaMikdash, right? But still there's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. And for number 1, to bring korbanos. Number 2, v'chogigim elav shalosh pamim bishana. You celebrate there 3 times a year, to go there and celebrate together. Shenemar, as it says, by the building of the Mishkan, v'asu li mikdash. You shall make for me a sanctuary. A mikdash literally means a house for Hashem. It's called a mikdash because that's where Hashem resides, right? Even though we're talking about the Mishkan that's in the desert, this pasuk, but that Mishkan that was made in the desert includes the Mishkan that was also in Shiloh, in Nov, and Givon, and it includes the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim. because it says Vasuli Migdash. It doesn't say Vasuli Mishkan, as it were, but then Vishachanti Vesochem. So many Chazal say Mikdash Hu Mishkan, Mishkan Hu Mikdash. So they're interchangeable terms, as it were. So that's what the Torah told us originally, to build a Mishkan. It doesn't mean just a Mishkan. It means a house for Hashem as the situations warrant and as history warrants it. We're in the desert. We obviously cannot have a permanent structure stuck into the ground if we're traveling around. So we have to there, but you have to have this holy place. Now, Ukvar Nisparish B'Torah, it's already explained in the Torah that Mishkan Shosa Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishkan that Moshe made, V'Hoya L'Fisho, is only temporary for the 40 years in the desert. Shenemer, because the Torah itself says, Kilo Basa Manata, etc. You have not yet come to your the place of final residing, El HaMenucha of El HaNachla. You didn't come to your inheritance that you have. And the Gemara says, Menucha is Shiloh, Nachla is Yerushalayim. We haven't come to that permanent situation yet. In other words, Hashem is acknowledging this temporary houses of Hashem till we get to the permanent house of Hashem. Halacha Beis. Kevin Shenichosars, once we entered into the land of Israel, then Hamidu HaMishkan BeGilgal. We set up the Mishkan in the city of Gilgal for Arba Esrei Shana, for 14 years. Shekavshu V'Shechalku, during the 7 years of conquest and the 7 years of distributing the land. That was 14 years. It was also temporary because I really didn't have any focal point yet because everyone was busy fighting wars. We're in a great state of flux. Now, Umishaman, from that point, Bo L'Shiloh, they came to Shiloh. Ubanu Sham Bayis Shel Avonim. Now, instead of the permanent type of structure in Shiloh, they built a house of stone. A stone building. Not like the way it was in the Mishkan, where it's wood laid with gold over it. It's not wood. It was a stone structure. Uporsu Yurias HaMishkan Olav. And they put the curtains of the Mishkan over the top. So the walls were stone. The roof was still curtains. The low Haisasham Tikra, there was no roof, as it were, a permanent roof. If those of you who went on our trip a couple years ago, when we went and visited the city of Shiloh,
yes,
they made a very nice museum over there, where they show you about the Mishkan over there. And I believe Ira showed us where he felt the exact spot of the Mishkan was.
This is where they showed found all the plates, proofs, the broken plates.
Yes, yeah. Anyway. Yes. But anyway, so that was where it was in Shiloh. How long? Ushlosh Meosh. Shishim v'teisha shana amad Mishkan Shiloh. The Mishkan Shiloh went for 369 years.
That's a bit of time.
Wow, 369 years. Almost the Gematria Shiloh, but a little bit off.
Okay.
Shiloh is the Gematria without a Yud, 335. Not enough, 345. A little bit off. Okay, 369 years. Ukeshemes Eli, and when Eli, the Kohen Gadol, and the prophet died, Charav was destroyed. Ubo Lenov, and then later the Mishkan went to the city of Nov. Ubanu Sham Mikdash, and they built a Mikdash over there as well, meaning another Mishkan. Ukeshemeshmo, when Shmuel died, Charav was destroyed. Ubo LeGivon, then they brought it to Givon. Ubanu Sham Mikdash, built a Mikdash in Givon. And from Givon it went to the eternal house, meaning Yerushalayim. V'yamei Nov v'Givon, and the years of Nov and Givon were Sheva v'chamishim shana, 57 years. So now let's do a little bit of math. You have 40 years in the Mishkan was in the desert. 40 years. 14 years it was in Gilgal.
Right.
Shiloh was 369 years.
Right.
And now you said in Nov and Givon was 57 years.
Together.
Right?
Together.
Brother. Together. It was 57 years. Do the math. Add the 1, 2, 3, 7, 13, 8, 480 years exactly from when the Jewish people left Egypt. And it says it in the Navi that Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash exactly 480 years after we left Egypt. So that's the calculation of the years. Now, Gimel. So you see, Rambam's giving us a little history now. Kevin Shenivna HaMikdash Yerushalayim. Once the Beis HaMikdash was now built in Yerushalayim, Nesru Cholam Akomos Kulam Livnos Bahem Bayis Lashem. all other places became prohibited to build a house of Hashem, ulahakrivim korban, to bring a korban. Ve'ein sham bayis l'dorei hadoros. There is no other Beis Hamikdash for future generations. Elo b'Yerushalayim bilvad, only in Yerushalayim, which is Ubahar Hamoria on Mount Moriah. Shubanemar, as it says about that place, Vayomer David. David said, "Zehu Beis Hashem Elokim." This is the house of Hashem, our Lord. V'zeh Mizbeach LaOlo Yisrael. This will be the altar to bring burnt offerings for the Jewish people. V'Omer, and the pasuk also says, "Zos Menuchasi." This is my resting place. Ad forever. Dalit. Binyan now who built it though? Binyan Shabana Shlomo Kfar Mefarsh B'Malachim. The structure that Shlomo built is already explained in the Book of Kings.
Quite a bit.
Binyan Ha'asid Lihibanos, and the building, the third Beis Hamikdash, will be built. Afal Pishu Kosov B'Yecheskel, even though it's written in the Book of Yecheskel, talks about the third Beis Hamikdash. Einam of first, but it's not so clear as the first Beis Hamikdash description was. And therefore, interestingly, and those who built the second Beis Hamikdash, which was built in the days of Ezra, Banuhu, they built it how? Kibinyan Shlomo, they built it like Shlomo's building, basically. Umei ein dvarav, dvarim hamufarsh micheskel, and a little bit akin to what is said in the Book of Yecheskel. So the Beis Hamikdash has a little bit of third Beis Hamikdash qualities.
The second
Beis Hamikdash has a little bit of the third Beis. It's basically the first Beis Hamikdash, but a few aspects of the third Beis Hamikdash. I guess the parts that we did understand of what was there, we'll see what those details are. But that's just a general thing. Yeah?
I thought the second Beis Hamikdash wasn't built as grand as...
There's more grander at lower level.
Well, no, it missed certain things. It didn't have the Aron wasn't there. It didn't have a lot of miracles.
No.
Certainly towards the middle of the time, Ordus, Herod made it even more beautiful than any. He did.
Herdus.
He did. He did. So it did.
He was big into construction.
But the ones...
Well,
that's a whole discussion.
So, is it a problem for a non-Jew to do this?
Well, listen, it's done. It doesn't matter as long as it's done under Jewish instruction, as it were. Super. We will see. Okay. It's a good place for us to stop for today. Just get our feet wet over here. Mirza Shem, next week we'll have all our books and everything we need.